I believe I do love Jesus, but most of the time I'd rather spend time being entertained than spend time in God's Word. How do I break this hold that entertainment has on my heart? That's a very good question. And I think it's especially relevant because we live, I think, more now than ever in a day when entertaining kinds of things are immediately accessible. I was thinking the other day of the difference between our temptations and say 300 years ago, 250 years ago, the day of Jonathan Edwards. Edwards would write about the folly of young people getting together to do frivolous conversation or other worse things. Bundling, it was called. Get in bed with each other and keep your clothes on, that sort of thing. Just spice up life a little bit. Life gets boring in New England 250 years ago. Today, we carry in our pockets radio, television, internet, and games, and anything that would be titillating, just fun. And fun is a word in the church today that's just rampant. It's an adjective, it's a noun, it's a verb, because we do ministry in order to fit this mentality. So I'm deeply concerned about that. I want to stand for seriousness about God instead of making him palatable by making him fun, turning him into another piece of entertainment. So this question is, how do you break free from that kind of addiction? Well, recognizing it is a huge step in the right direction. Second, I would say, seek the Lord earnestly about it. Pray like crazy that God would open your eyes to see wondrous things out of his law. Third, I would say, immerse yourself in the Bible, even when you don't feel like it, pleading with God to open your eyes to see what's really there. Then I'd say, get in a group where you talk about serious things. And then I would say, begin to share your faith. One of the reasons we are not as moved by our own faith as we are is because we almost never talk about it to any unbeliever. It starts to feel like a kind of hothouse thing, and then starts to have a feeling of unreality about it, and then the powers of entertainment have more sway in our life. And so those would be some of the things, but ultimately it's a gift of grace to feel the glory of God. One last suggestion. Think about your death. Think about your death a lot. Ask what you'd like to be doing in the season of life or hours or days leading up to meeting Christ. I do that a lot these days. I think about the impact of death and what I would like to be found doing and how I would prepare to meet him and give an account to him.